Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Coupleman of RIF and IT security. Today, looking at policy and policy management, right? What's the right balance for policies? What's the right approach? Several different approaches to take, and, you know, the one I'm thinking about at the moment is this concept of human-readable machine-enforceable. So human-readable machine-enforceable is a prism for filtering out policies. Looks something like this. One, no policy should be in place that is not human readable. The way that's usually done is using something like a grammar checker or other tool to make sure that the policies are readable. If you hear people who are like, yeah, you know, I aim for a 10th or 11th grade reading level, something that makes the policies understandable and immediately parsable by people, right? Why am I doing this and why do I care? Part two of that is the machine enforceable thing, which is now that I got a policy that's at high school reading level, I understand it, it's got a clear objective, it's got a clear mandate. How am I checking to make sure that policy is mandated or is implemented, right? So a couple different checks, either off of SIM or using a policy compliance tool, one of those things. So ways to enforce those policies at the machine level. Now, when you write it that way and you go ahead and do the cross-reference, obviously not all policies are going to be human readable, and not all policies are going to be machine enforceable. As a matter of fact, it's machine enforceable that's the hardest part. Right? So in a way, you end up saying that our policy set's going to shrink just in what we can check and just in what we can follow. And that gets to a wider philosophy of policy. Should your policies be everything that you're aiming to do, like forward thinking? Or should your policies be everything you've already done? You know, everything you can attest to, these are the things we accomplished and we're there. Two different mindsets, right? Forward thinking is always good because it sets the bar. It shows where you're growing. It allows you to say, here's our deficiencies and here's our roadmap. So forward thinking can be pretty good. However, for people who may be like, hey, I want to make sure that every policy that I have, I'm following. I want to make sure that every policy I have is being enforced. I want to make sure I've got metrics in every policy that I have. That's more here and now, right? It's a different mindset. So this concept of human readable, machine enforceable, automatically shifts you into the here and now. These are bad roads in Detroit, by the way, in case you're wondering. So it forces you into the here and now, right? This is not forward-looking. This is where we're at today, what we're able to measure, and what we're able to convey, and what we're able to implement and achieve. Once you got these policies in place, and they're in the here and now, you can then begin with the machine enforceable side to get real-world metrics to say who's doing what, when and where, and that intel. What's our compliance levels? What's our standard for meeting these things? What have you? That intel then can become a input into an awareness training program or a cultural compliance program. So that's how you drive policies. So something to look at is, one, is your policy something for that forward-looking or something you can do today? And two, how many of your policies are things that are readable and enforceable? Cheers.